Again and again she tries, but the engine at most makes a weak starting sound, each time dying along with our plan. Wiley rides up in his golf cart. "Need a ride?" he asks in a brittle, raspy whisper, and they're the first words I've heard Wiley Womack say in 5 years.
Wiley Womack, the snow cone maker with a disability, hasn't shown up much in the book, and as Toby notes, he never says anything. But by coincidence, he's there in the right place at the right time to help get Zachary baptized. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're near the top of page 211, where Kate says, "Oh, could you, Wiley?"
"Oh, could you, Wiley?" Kate asks, as if Wiley speaking was nothing out of the ordinary. 10 minutes later, Wiley crosses the street to the Sunset Motel, his wheelchair humming in the night air. With his belly pressing against the golf cart's dashboard, Zachary takes up most of the room, causing Kate, skinny behind, to hang halfway off the seat. Cal and I have no choice. We walk behind the cart, heading toward the lake. When we pass the Bowlerama, I notice the cafe light on. I wonder if Ferris is in his room, reading his Bible, or drinking a glass of Jim Beam. Kate turns right toward the lake. The wheels on her side raise off the ground, and Wiley's syrup bottles rattle in the box. But the tires lower once Kate straightens the steering wheel. At the lake, there is no sign of Ferris, but Malcolm waits, pacing and swinging his arms. "What took you so long?" he asks, his voice quivering. "We're here now," I say. "Don't get scared.